Looking back to the travel around the Iberian Peninsula, 2005. This is the English translation of my travel essay, written in Japanese 2 years ago, 2013, 8 years after the trip. So, the live feeling of experiences was rather vague at the time of the Japanese edition itself, even with the help of a lot of pictures I took then. That's why it contains the matters beside the main subject much more than usual. I happened to decide its English translation several months ago, just because I made an acquaintance with a Spanish lady interested in the old style Japan, like Kumano Kodo, Kumano pilgrimage routes, and Japanese gardens. It is my regret that I have not visited Santiago de Compostela, the destination of the Way of St. James, a leading Catholic pilgrimage route, where she lives. However, I felt like showing my impression of Spain and Portugal to her by translating my travel essay around there into English, because I don't know Spanish and she does know English. The whole volume is huge, so some parts must be boring to anybody. I hope the pictures will give her and all of you some clue of my impression then and there. Part 0, Looking Back and Time Slip. Our couple, Emiko and I, joined the 10-day tour around the southern half of Iberian Peninsula in May 2005, starting at Barcelona in Spain and ending at Lisbon in Portugal. It was a crossing travel, viewing the Mediterranean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean, one after the other. The large bus with 29 tour members and an attendant ran 2,500 kilometers for 7 net days. Though the travel was too quick, both the content and my impressions were dense. As soon as I came back, I made its photo album in my homepage, all right, but I could not write its travel essay that time. I had another reason I could not. It was the novel I was proceeding then since half a year ago. During the travel, I could not forget about it at all times. Just after returned home, I finished the draft of the novel, added some corrections, and completed it in September that year. The novel titled The Story of the Auditorium Where Monsters Live is carried on the essay and novel square, Zakkicho, as the 46th to 48th stories in Japanese only. Now, it's time to go back to 10 years ago and to fly to Iberian Peninsula. Hello Spain, buenos dias. Hello Portugal, boa tarde. Back to the year 2005. We, the tour members, left Narita Airport at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, May 8th on Air France, changed planes at Paris and arrived at Barcelona Airport in Spain at 7:30 p.m. the same day local time. Since the time difference between Japan and Spain is 8 hours, the flight time was 17 hours including the plane transfer at Paris. The large bus waiting at the airport drove us to Sitges, 43 kilometers away to the southwest, the resort town facing the Mediterranean Sea. No sooner arriving at the Hotel Antemare than we went to bed at last. The next morning, our couple got out of the hotel before breakfast and breathed fresh breeze on the Mediterranean Sea. We left the hotel at 9 o'clock, clear and blue sky, deep blue, peaceful sea, and dry sound of ripples. All of them were seeing us off. Sitges must not have been the town we're staying only one night. The Japanese guidebook says it's a high-class villa area and a town of art. Its beach, full of swimmers, should be as expected, and each of the following three museums is said characteristic and worth visiting in the book. They are Museu Cau Ferrer, Museu Marical, and Museu Romantico. Our bus was new and big size, available for 45 passengers, with two drivers who kept safety driving in mind by alternate driving. Since we passengers were totally 30, including Miss Y, an attendant, the comfortable bus tour was assured all the way. While listening to Ms. Y's announcement for about 30 minutes, the bus already entered the city of Barcelona. We were about to see the masterpieces of Antoni Gaudí. I am going to write about him and his works in the next chapter. The following table is our itinerary made by the travel company Hankyu Traffics. The first day, September 8, was just the same with the plan. The itinerary table is skipped. The following is some of what happened in the world in 2005, before May, when we left for this travel. January. George W. Bush became his second term president of the United States. March, the earthquake of magnitude 8.7 occurred off Sumatra Island, killing over 1,000 people. April, the anti-Japan demonstration by 10,000 people happened in Beijing, China, also in Zhejiang province. There broke out the riot of over 30,000 peasants. April, the German cardinal became Pope Benedict XVI. April, the relayment accident happened on the Fukuchiyama line, Japan, killing 107 people. Continue to part 1, Costa Azul.